拜都过得好吗
？Dear brother, sister, how was you last week?
好不好？我们再一次同心祷告。
Let's go and pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，虽然在过去我们听到很多负面的新闻。
Dear Abba Father, even for the past, we hear a lot of the bad news.
但是就像刚才我们唱的诗歌一样。
But just like the hymn we just sung, we just sang.
你将你的平安赐给我们。
You give you us the peace.
在很多的灾难当中，我们心灵仍然可以靠主得到平安。
Even we are in the tragedy, but we still have the peace in our heart.
今天早上我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜。
So this morning we're going to worship you with the truth and the heart.
我们就恳求你向我们每一个人说话。
We want to ask for God to speak to each one of us here.
因为你乐意向我们说话。
Because you are the God, you are willing to speak to us.
让我们饥渴慕义的来领受你自己的信息。
So that as we have that desire to receive your message.
我们恳求你圣灵的启示和教导。
We ask for you give us the inspiration.
不仅帮助我们明白你的真理。
That as we can understand your truth.
而且活出你的真理。
And also we can act according to your truth.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We want to give all the glory to you.
祷告感谢奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
And all the praises in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天早上和大家分享的题目是在苦难中的成长。
This morning, the sermon I'm going to share with everybody is the growth in suffering.
一般来说呢，苦难的来源有三种。
Generally speaking, the suffering comes from the three sources.
如果有 PowerPoint 呢，我们可以看一下。
And you can look at the slide over there.
第一种呢，就是人呢自讨苦吃。
The first source is from the man, who brought this upon themselves.
第二种来源呢，是从撒旦来的一些引诱陷阱。
And the second source is the trap from Satan.
那第三种呢，就是来自上帝的管教。
And the third source is the discipline from God.
我们先说第一种。
And let's start with the first one.
比方说人都知道不要在公路上飙车啊。
For example, we know we should not race on the highway.
可是有一些年轻人呢就是喜欢找刺激嘛。
But we know some young people like to find excitement.
特别在这个 party 以后。
Especially after party.
多喝了一点酒。
And after the drinking.
有可能在自己的女朋友面前要表现自己的很牛啊。
And maybe they want to show the bravery in front of their girlfriends.
所以就约几个人呢就在公路上开始飙车了。
So they just together to racing on the highway.
结果悲剧就发生了。
And the tragedies happen.
年轻的生命在短短的几秒钟就结束了。
And the young life ended in a few seconds.
这是非常可惜的事情。
So this is the shame that happened.
第二种苦难的来源呢
？And the second source is
是撒旦是诱惑人的。
And because the trap from Satan.
撒旦给你香车美人。
So how does Satan subdue the human? Because they would give the luxury car and the pretty woman.
美女、美酒、美食，谁不爱呢
？And they would give you the pretty woman, the fine wine, and the food.
现在流行很多的网红想办法让自己网红成为天网巨星。
And maybe they will make you become the internet celebrity or become to the superstar.
很容易人就自我膨胀了。
So in this case, they will make people self-inflated.
人的老我就很容易骄傲起来了。
And you are all self become proud.
于是人就掉进撒旦的陷阱无法自拔。
And so the people fall into the trap and cannot extricate themselves.
因为撒旦深知我们人性的弱点。
Because the Satan really know the human weakness.
从古到今。
And from the ancient times.
人总逃不过酒色财气。
And the people cannot escape the wine, the sex, the wealth, and the power.
所以人的结局也是非常悲惨。
So the end of the human being is also very tragic.
第三种呢
And the third source.
啊，这个苦难是来自上帝的管教了。
It is the discipline from God.
大家都很熟悉旧约中的索多玛、俄摩拉两个城市。
And you know the Sodom and the Gomorrah.
这两个
two cities.
城市呢，因为同性恋犯罪的原因。
And because their homosexuality, this is a sinful action.
而且最可惜的是，他们不肯，不愿意悔改。
And they refuse to repent.
结果呢？
So what's the result?
引发上帝的震怒。
It brings the God's wrath against them.
天火焚城怒。
And the war, the rain down the burning sulfur out of the heaven.
两个城市所有的生命就消失了。
And all lives are gone.
今天早上我们要来探讨苦难的第四种来源。
And this morning we are going to explore the fourth source of the suffering.
哦，这个来源竟然是撒旦要向上帝挑战了。
And this is the Satan who challenged God.
撒旦对上帝说
，The Satan said to God,
哎呀，地上那个约伯敬畏你啊，是因为你给他很多好处嘛。
The job on the earth feels for you because you give him a lot of the benefits.
你敢不敢把你给他的好处全部拿掉，看他还敬不敬畏你呢？
Do you dare to take away all the benefits and see if he still respects you?
神说
God says,
好啊，我接受你的挑战。
Very well, then I will take your challenge.
但是你不能伤害约伯的性命。
When everything you have in your hands, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger.
结果在一日之间
as the result in one day,
牛羊被抢，仆人被杀，儿女死光光。
The cattle and the sheep were robbed, his servants were killed, and his children are all dead.
这么大的苦难，约伯快要崩溃了。
And when a job facing this great suffering is about to collapse,
约伯的痛苦是何等巨大呢？
So you can fathom how great his job can.
不仅他是完全没有心理准备，
and because he is not prepared for it.
而且对于一个一直是敬畏神的来说，是不能够理解。
And it is incomprehensible to a person who always fear God.
所以约伯记难读的原因就在这里。
So this is the so difficulty to understand when you read in the book of the Job.
但是约伯的反应是怎么样啊？
But what is the Job response about it?
请大家来读约伯记的一章二十到二十二节。
Let's read the book of the Job, the chapter 1, the verse 20 to 22.
让我们进入约伯当时的情境当中。
So let's enter in the situation at a time.
所以你读的时候，多少能够感受到约伯的那个痛苦。
So you can feel the pain while we read in it.
好，中文一起来，请。约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上，下拜说：“我出生出母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚妄。”
Let's start of verse 20. At this, the Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I was depart."The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. In all of this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
约伯在二十节给我们看见他的痛苦。
And we can see the Job's pain in the verse 20.
他是撕裂外袍，而且剃了头，伏在地上。
And you can see the Job tore his robe and shaved his head and he fell to the ground.
但是他怎么说呢？
But what the Job said?
他说我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回，赏赐之耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
The Job said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
所以约伯的特点是在他极大的苦难当中仍然相信神是恩慈的神。
So the Job's the characteristic is that he still believes that God is gracious in the midst of the great suffering.
这是非常难得的。
And this is not easy to do that.
因为我们一般人的反应都会怨神尤人嘛。
And because the general reaction is to complain.
但是约伯对神有相当的认识。
But the Job knows God very well.
所以他明白给人祝福的是神，把祝福收回去的也是神。
He knows the blessing is from God. It is God who take back the blessing.
因为这都是神自己的主权嘛。
Because this is the God's sovereignty.
所以被造的人需要尊重神的主权。
So the created man must respect the God's the sovereignty.
因此约伯能够说出这样的话。
So that's the way the Job says so.
他说，所以神的名仍然要被称颂。
And he said the God's name should be exalted.
那我们明白一个真理。
So we can under this truth.
今天我们很蒙受神很多的祝福。
And we understand today we are blessed.
那不是因为我们很好，我们很棒。
Not because we are good, we are excellent.
不是我们配得的。
Not because we are worthy.
全部都是神给我们的嘛。
But because he, the all came from God.
这个真理很重要。
And this is the important truth.
地球上的人没有一个人是因为他的好的思想、好的行为可以赢取、可以换得神的祝福，没有。
And everyone on the world, nobody because your words, your action, you can earn the God's blessing.
100%都是神给人的恩典。
So all the blessing is 100% is because the God's gracious.
所以说恩典是白白神给我们。
So the grace is give us freely.
从另外一个角度来说
so the other hand,
事实上没有一个人会喜欢苦难
and nobody likes suffering.
一般的人不求大富大贵了
Most people do not ask for the very rich.
能够过一个平安、平平安的小日子就很满足了
But they will be satisfied to have a peaceful life.
但是我们在这里要学一个功课
But here we want to go into the number one lesson.
就是在22节
And this is on verse 22.
在这一切的事上约伯并不犯罪也不以神为愚妄
In all this, the Job did not sin by charging God with the wrongdoing.
什么意思呢
What it mean?
就是即使遭受了这么大的苦难约伯仍然持守他敬虔的生活
If such great sufferingThe Job still keep his holy life.
所以当面对苦难的时候我们仍然要坚持我们对神的信心吧。
So when facing the suffering, we still need to keep our faith in God.
为什么
Why?
因为神的本质绝对是一位恩慈良善的神。
Because the true essence of God is a kind and good God.
我再说一遍。
And let me repeat again.
因为神自己的本性绝对是一位恩慈良善的神。
Because the true essence of God is a kind and good God.
何况神绝对不会做错事情。
And God certainly does not do wrong.
因为他是智慧的源头嘛。
Because he's the source of the wisdom.
所以苦难不能够摇动我们对神的信心。
The suffering cannot move our faith in God.
诗人在诗篇里也说过
And we know the poison they have been saying in the song.
洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华仍然坐着为王。
Even the flooding in the all the earth, but our Lord still sits on the throne of heaven.
今天有再多的苦难，再多的病毒，我们要明白一个真理。
And even today we have been afflicted by all the virus, but we have to understand one truth.
我们的神，独一的神，仍然掌权。
And our God, the only God, still control everything.
圣经说得好，说如果神不允许，我们的一根头发都不会怎么样掉下来嘛。
Just like the Bible tells, if not the God allow, we won't lose one hair from our head.
虽然我们不明白为什么神允许这些病毒、这些苦难的发生，我们不明白。
And although we do not understand why all this happened,
苦难的确是一个很大的奥秘。
And suffering is the big mystery.
我们不能全然明白
And we cannot understand fully.
但是我们可以明白一部分。
But we can understand partially.
还有今天很多人读约伯记，觉得约伯非常可怜。
And today, a lot of people when we read the book of the Job, we will feel the we have a pity on the Job.
因为约伯是撒旦和上帝的一个实验品。
And because the Job is the experience of the God and the Satan.
没有错。
And that's true.
但是在苦难中。我们可以学到什么功课呢
？But what we can learn from the suffering?
这个就是，即使在苦难当中，我们对神的信心要经得起考验。
And there is the man's faith in God must be stand the test.
信心不是嘴巴说说而已。
Faith is not just talking only.
旧约里面常常提到的橄榄。
And we know in the Old Testament we talk about the olive.
橄榄一定要经过挤压才能够流出美好的橄榄油来。
If you want to get all the olive oil, you need to press very hard in order you can have the oil come up.
耶和华叫亚伯拉罕献上他的独生子以撒的时候
，When Yehovah asked Abraham to offer his begotten son Isaac,
做爸爸的心不痛啊。
Did he hurt his heart to be a father?
如果亚伯拉罕有选择的话。
And if the Abraham had a choice,
他很可能宁可带他儿子死啊。
He would have died for his son.
但是亚伯拉罕因为完全相信耶和华的应许嘛。
But Abraham believed with all his heart the promise of God.
因为神对他说过。
Because God said to him,
将来你的子孙要像海边的沙，天上的星那么多。
In the future, your offering will be as many as the sand on the sea.And the stars in the sky.
所以亚伯拉罕对神的信心是信到底的信心啊。
So Abraham's faith in God is the faith to the end.
他的心对神的应许是完全信到底。
And because his faith to the God is the faith to the end.
所以即使在心中，他仍然把他的以撒，他的儿子献给神。
So even the Abraham's heart is broken, but he still to offer his begotten son. I say.
大家看见了亚伯拉罕对神的信心了。
So right now we can see how great the faith for the Abraham.
当然，这个当他要拿刀杀死以撒的时候，怎么样？神就叫他住手。
Of course, when he wanted to use the knife to kill his begotten son, at that moment, God stopped him.
为什么圣经要有这一段放在圣经里面让我们去读呢
？And why we have this story put in the Bible for us to study？
还是回到我们的信心要经过考验。
And that means the human's faith had to be tested。
约伯对上帝的信心也是一样。
And the Job had the same faith to the God。
约伯心里想。
And the Job thought。
虽然我不理解。但是就因为正因为我不明白，所以我对你的信心不会摇动。
Although I do not understand it, because I do not understand, my confidence in you will not be shaken.
其实上帝从来就不希望我们这个地球上有病毒啊、战争啊、饥饿。
In fact, God never wants the viruses, war, hungry, or on our planet.
他从造伊甸园的那一天开始
，Ever since the day of the Eden，
他就巴不得人在地上活得非常的健康喜乐的。
And he has longed for the people to live healthy and happy on the earth。
而且他非常喜欢跟人有一个美好互动的关系嘛。
And he likes to have a good relationship with human。
啊，我们看一下 PowerPoint 好吗
？And let's look at the PowerPoint。
就是神人同乐本是他的美意。
And because the joy of the Lord with the man is his good intention.
同意的人请说。
If you agree,
Amen. Hallelujah, 感谢主。但是呢，人选择了不听神的话。
But the man chose not to obey God's words.
结果罪就进到人的心里面了。
As the result, the sin entered the heart.
罪才是苦难真正的源头。
Sin is the source of suffering.
因为人不要上帝，人要自己做上帝。
Because man doesn't want God, the man wants to be the God himself.
你看，人造巴别塔要显扬人自己的名啊。
Because the human build up the top of the Babel, they want to glorify their own name.
这就是骄傲的表现。
And this is the human pride.
而且人想要掌控所有的一切。
And because the human will try to control everything.
于是整个的地球就腐败堕落了。
And finally, the entire planet is corrupt.
那我们人类能怪上帝吗？
Can we blame God for it?
不能哦。
We cannot.
因为是我们自己搞砸的。
We mess up ourselves.
其实上帝可以根本不管你。
In fact, God can't even know it at all.
我们华人的成语说人自作孽怎么样？不可活嘛。
And the Chinese have the saying, the human brings a disaster to ourselves.
但是上帝不是一位见死不救的上帝。
But our God is not a God who cannot help.
所以又回到他的本性了。
So we want to go over the essence of our God.
因为他自己就是一位怜悯恩慈的神嘛。
Because he is the God full of the mercy.
他看到人的堕落败坏，他不是一个见死不救的上帝。
And he see the human sin and corruption. He is not a God who cannot help.
而且所有的人原是按照他的形象造的。
Because all the human beings are created by his image.
所以他于心不忍。
So he has the mercy on us.
因此他将他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督赐给我们了。
So he gave us his the only begotten God to us.
就是要来拯救我们这些罪人脱离罪的捆绑。
So that's why he wants to save us. We are the sinner to from the bondage of the sin.
耶稣基督来是要解决罪的问题。
Because the Jesus came to solve the problem of the sin.
人人都有罪的病毒，请问怎么办呢？
So what about the virus that everyone is the
每一个人都有
，and you know everybody has the virus，
都有罪的病毒，我们自己怎么救自己啊
？And everybody has the virus，
每个人都有心病，请问你怎么救自己救自己呢
？And how can a person with a heart disease to save himself？
所以只能依靠全能的大医生耶稣来救我们。
So we only can rely on Jesus, the Almighty Doctor。
因为只有耶稣自己是完全无罪的。
Because the Jesus himself is completely sinless.
从里面的心思意念到外面的言语行为，他都没有任何罪，没有任何缺点。
From the heart and mind to the words and action outside, he is not guilty.
还有
，more
就是他绝对不会被罪的病毒传染。
And he will never be infected by the virus of sin.
只有耶稣才是真正的百毒不侵。
Only he is truly immune.
而且他还是消灭罪的专家。
And he is the expert in eliminating sin.
因此，人人都需要耶稣的医治嘛。
Therefore, the people need the healing from our Jesus Lord.
但是很可惜，很多人看不到这一点。
Unfortunately, many people don't see this.
有可能是被撒旦迷惑了。
It may be deceived by Satan.
哦，觉得自己不需要。
And I don't think I need it.
还有的人可能就是太忙了，根本就没有时间去想这些问题。
And maybe some people you are too busy to think about it.
有的人是靠自己的聪明才干。
And some people maybe rely on their the talent.
哦，忙着工作赚钱呢。
And they are busy to make money.
但是后来发现
，And by the end,
在这个罪的病毒面前，人是毫无办法。
But it turned out that there's no treatment in face of the sin.
那我们已经得救的人怎么办
？So the one we have been saved, what can we do?
为他们祷告嘛。
And of course, we should pray for them.
先为他们祷告。
We should pray for them first.
因为恳求圣灵在他们心里来做奇妙的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to play work inside them.
我们恳求圣灵能开他们灵里的眼睛，使他们能够看见。
We ask for the Holy Spirit to open their eyes so they can see.
在罪的伤害之下，人人都需要来投靠耶稣。
Under the harm of the sin, it is necessary we have to come to Jesus.
耶稣才是宇宙中最伟大的医生。
That that Jesus is the greatest physician in the universe.
因为只有耶稣能够医治人身体和心灵的疾病。
And only he can heal the physical and the mental illness.
主耶稣自己也宣告说。
The Lord Jesus himself declared.
马可福音二章十七节。
Let's look at the Mark chapter 2 verse 17.
啊 ,PowerPoint 啊我们读一下中文请中文先来。
Let's read Chinese first.
请来。耶稣听见就对他们说看见的人用不到医生有病的人才用得着我来本不是招义人乃是招罪人
Hearing this, Jesus said to them It is not the healthy who need a doctor but the sick I have not come to you all call the righteous but sinners
我再读一遍
Let me repeat it again
请大家注意看经文
Please just read the verse.
主耶稣说
The Jesus said,
康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners.
请问主耶稣为什么把罪人和病人相提并论呢？
Why does the Lord Jesus compare the sinners with the sick people?
因为从亚当夏娃犯罪以后，人人都有了罪的病。
Because after the Adam and the Eve sins, we all have the virus of sin.
那你说怎么办？
So what is the way we can do?
唯一的办法。
The only way is.
就是悔改。
Is repent.
而且是彻底的、认真的悔改。
And it is the sincere, truly repentance.
而且是相信主代替我的罪死在十字架上。
And because we have the belief that Jesus died for our sin on the cross.
因着他的死，我才能够活嘛。
Because of his death, so I can live again.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's see the PowerPoint again.
我们在罪上死，所以能够在义上活。
We die in sins, but the live for the righteousness.
而且从此以后可以靠主过一个得胜的生活。
And after this, you can live a victorious life by the Lord.
甚至在极大的苦难当中，仍然坚持信靠神的美善。
Even in the big suffering, still believing in God's goodness.
这就是神儿女灵命能够达到最高的境界的时候。
And this is the highest level of the spiritual life for God's children.
约伯记到底给我们什么启示呢？
So what is the inspiration from the book of the Job?
就是约伯最终认识到，他虽然失去了所有的一切。
And that is the Job finally realized, although he had lost everything.
但是他仍然有神。
He still have God.
这一点很重要。
And this is very important.
他失去了所有的一切。
Even he lost everything.
约伯仍然有神。
The Job still have God.
所以苦难就像一个考试一样嘛。
So the suffering just like a test.
有的时候这个考试是非常非常艰难的。
The process of this test is very difficult.
我们都会内心有这个纠结的挣扎甚至怀疑。
Because the heart will be struggle and even doubt.
但是我们从约伯身上学到一个功课。
But we learn from the Job.
就是坚信神的本质是美善。
So, we have to believe that our God is the gracious God.
持守你坚信到底的信心，最后你就得胜。
So if we believe in the end, we will win the victory.
请来读约翰一书五章四节。
Let's read the first John, the chapter 5, verse 4.
好，大家一起来请。
Let's read together.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
For everyone born of the God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
第一句说，因为凡从神生的，就是指我们都是神的儿女。
And the first part talks about everyone born of the God. That means we are the children of God.
神的儿女肯定能够胜过世界。
The children of God, we can overcome the world.
然而胜过世界的是我们的信心。
And We can overcome the worldliness because of our faith.
当然，我们的信心要成长。
Of course, we need to grow our faith.
我们每一个人，包括牧师在内，我们有的时候信心会软弱的。
And everybody, including the pastor, sometimes we will feel weak in our faith.
怎么办？
So what can we do?
祷告。
Of course, pray.
求神加添我们的信心。
We ask for God to give us strength.
在你的生命当中，一次一次又经历神的恩典，你的信心就越来越大。
So we ask for God. We want to experience His grace in our life, so that we can grow our faith.
为什么在苦难当中，我们仍然可以成长呢？
Why is this in suffering we can still grow?
因为在这个受苦的过程中。能够帮助我们加深对神的认识。
And because through the suffering process, they can deepen our relationship with God.
生命经过淬炼以后，会提升到最美的境界。
While after the life being tempered, life will rise to the most beautiful state.
也让我们能够多多少少能够体会到主耶稣在十字架上的苦难。
And it also will allow us to experience the suffering of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
当主耶稣在肉体和心灵在极大的苦难当中的时候，
And when the Lord Jesus was in great physical and spiritual pain,
十字架上他一共说了七句话。
He spoke seven words.
其中一句是他痛彻心扉说的。
And one of them was spoken in his heartbroken.
他说什么？
And what did he say?
他说父啊。为什么离弃我
my God, why have you forsaken me?
人世间最大的惨剧就是跟我所爱的人分开了嘛，分开了。
You know, the biggest tragedy on the world is we separate the one we love.
就是在十字架上那一刻。
And that moment on the cross.
因为父神因为罪的缘故，掩面不看十字架上的爱子耶稣。
Because the sin, the Godfather turned away from His own begotten Son.
那是耶稣最大最大的痛苦。
And that was the Jesus' greatest pain.
因为从创世以前，圣父、圣子、圣灵从来没有分开过的，就在那一刻，在十字架上那一刻却分开了。
Because since all the creation.The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have never been separated.
为什么分开？
Why they separated?
因为为我们人类的罪嘛。
They are separated because the human sin.
所以主耶稣从他的心灵喊出这样的呐喊。
So the Lord Jesus cried out from his heart.
说父啊父啊，你为什么离弃我？
My God, why have you forsaken me?
这就是让我们多少能够体会出那个十字架苦难的原因嘛。
So this is that we can have a deeper understanding of the suffering on the cross.
所以神给人的救恩是耶稣付上极大的代价所完成的。
So God's salvation was done by Jesus at the great cost.
救恩从来不是廉价的。
And you know the grace is not the cheap thing.
虽然救恩是神白白赐给我们的礼物
Even the grace is given by God freely to us
但是很可惜很多人不知道这个礼物的宝贝
But unfortunately a lot of people doesn't cherish this precious gift
所以求主帮助我们
So we ask for God help us
有更深刻的认识
So we can know it truly
就是耶稣基督透过他的十字架来解决罪的问题
Because the Jesus the solved the sin problem through his cross
十字架前有苦难十字架后面却有永远的荣耀
There is the suffering before the cross but there is the eternal glory behind the cross
因为耶稣基督三天以后从死里复活
Because our Lord Jesus rose from the dead 3 days after
证明耶稣得胜撒旦的权势
And he conquered the power of the Satan
证明耶稣得胜罪的权势
And he conquered the power of sin
所以说只有耶稣才是人类最大的希望
So Jesus is the greatest hope of the mankind
所以说只有耶稣才是人类终极的答案
So Jesus is the last solution of the human problem
求主帮助我们认识这个真理
So let us know this truth
原来苦难其实并不全都是负面的
And we know the suffering is not all negative.
因为有的时候苦难可以提升我们的生命。
Sometimes suffering can help to improve our life.
如果我们在苦难中学到功课的话，
If we learn in suffering,
我们就能够在苦难中成长。
So we can grow in suffering.
更深刻地认识神的美善。
And we can have a deeper understanding of the God's goodness.
那么受苦就没有白受。
And then there's no in vain why suffering.
因为苦难就变成一个化妆的祝福。
Because the suffering will become another blessing.
使徒保罗曾经说过一句话。
The apostle Paul has once said a word.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's see the PowerPoint again.
保罗说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The Paul said, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
所以我们看见保罗的生命，他的境界能够达到这样的高峰。
The rank of the Paul's life can reach its peak.
那是因为保罗经历了许多许多的苦难和逼迫。
Because the Paul has experienced the many hardships and the persecution.
如果保罗的一生都是舒舒服服的、平平顺顺的，我想他很难去理解耶稣基督的十字架。
If the Paul's life is comfortable and smooth, I believe, I don't think he can understand the mystery of the cross.
但是正因为保罗为福音的缘故，他遭遇了许多的苦难。
And because the reason for the gospel, so he has so many suffering.
所以保罗在苦难中不断的成长。
So he kept growing in the suffering.
成长到耶稣完全拥有了保罗。
He grew until Jesus fully owned his life.
以前的保罗是保罗拥有了主。
It was Paul who had the Lord before.
后来的保罗是主完全拥有了他。
And later, the law fully owned Paul.
所以达到了神与人合一的最高境界。
So he reached the highest level of the unity of the God and man.
不要忘记了，这一切都是因为苦难所造成的。
And don't forget, this is all because of the suffering.
所以苦难也不都全是负面不好的。
So the suffering is not at all negative.
正因为保罗经历了这么多的苦难
，because the Paul suffering, experienced so many suffering，
所以他能够在加拉太书二章二十节说
，so in the Galatians the chapter 2:20 Paul say，
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gives himself for me.
我相信今天早上大家都能理解这句话的真意。
So I believe this part, at this morning, everybody can understand the meaning of it.
今天的题目是在苦难中成长。
Today's topic is growth in suffering.
两个重点，请大家来读一下。
Two key points we are going to read from our PowerPoint.
一，请来，坚信神是恩慈美善的神。
Truly believe that God is gracious and kind.
二，来。坚守自己敬神爱人的生活。
Truly live a life of the worship God and the loving people.
还有结论，我们来读一下。
So what is conclusion?
一起来，通过苦难提升灵命，更像耶稣。
Pass through suffering, grow spiritual life, and be more like Jesus.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父。
Dear Abba Father.
我们为受到病毒感染的许多的病人祷告。
We want to pray for the patient have been infected by the virus.
我们求主医治。
We ask for God your healing.
我们求主纪念主你自己的怜悯来医治我们。
And we ask for God to heal them with your mercy.
我们也求主保守许多的医生护士他们的健康。
We especially want to pray you to protect all the doctors and the nurses.
我们也恳求你的圣灵带领更多的人悔改。
And we ask for the Holy Spirit to lead more people to repent.
能够早日成为你的儿女。
So they can become the children of God.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
我们把一切的荣耀归给你。
We want to give all the glory to you.
祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
And all the praises and the prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.